When you hear the word hearth, what image comes to your mind? That's a question that's sparked by a new book, a multicultural anthology. It's subtitled A Global Conversation on Community, Identity, and Place. HBR's Noe Tanigawa was taken with the book and is here with some further thoughts.
Right, and I got a chance to talk with a couple of the writers and people involved in it. So interesting, because there's this idea that you know, with more of us becoming, with the expansion of communication possibilities through the internet and so on, there's also this corollary sort of disengagement from each other on a more personal level going on, you know, on a planetary basis. And so the idea was to ask questions about what brings people back together to a place that they feel comfortable with each other, even. Fascinating way to go about it. And they talked with immigrants, indigenous peoples, refugees, and got a lot of different perspectives here. I mean, is your hearth the spot where you belong, a place? Or maybe are you one of the wandering travelers, the people who circumnavigate this globe many times a year and need to find their homes in many different places? Well, award-winning writer Gretel Ehrlich is one of the people I got to talk to. She spent over 20 years living with outdoors with Inuit hunters in Greenland. She said they'd often be traveling with these giant supply sleds, like 12 feet long, with 15 to 20 dogs pulling them, really heavy, making it across the ice. And she said it was way back in 1996 that the first dog sled started breaking through the ice and slipping down. And she said that's when her research on climate change started. So when she was asked about the concept of hearth, she got angry just thinking about how humans have fouled up our own planet. She says she's had it with this human-centered view of the world that just ignores the living beauty of this planet.
You know, one of my little theories is, like, we're not saving it for our grandchildren. We're saving the planet if we could save it. Let's just talk about caring about the place itself. I mean, that divinity, so to speak, is everywhere in everything. Just all sentient beings, you know, every bird, every mosquito, every, you know, and just being a part of the world and its wild diversity, and then you begin to care about it.
You know, just imagining ourselves part of this intricate web all across the earth. I mean, she says that just being interested in and then starting to care is what maybe can spark the action that's required for us to.
You know, that's interesting in terms of it's almost like sharing a hearth, because a hearth can be a very personal or single family. You know, you think that sometimes is the center of a home, of a source of heat, of it's where the cooking is, it's where the cat sleeps, it's where, you know, Lincoln reads by the fire sort of thing, storytelling and family history and such. And yet you're talking about an expansion of that.
Right. And that's what's great about this book, is it brings so many different points of view together. And like, here's another one. I got to talk with Christine Yano, anthropologist, professor of anthropology up at UH Manoa. And she was saying she's really fascinated by the subject of hearth, because here in Hawaii, we do ask ourselves so much about belonging. You know, we're always kind of measuring, like, does time have something to do with belonging in Hawaii? You know, I've been here 8 years. Does that make me a kama'aina? Not sure.
Right. And how do we mark being local? Do we speak a certain way? Do we eat certain foods? And there are lots of those, right? But you have to ask the question, why does it matter? What does being local or belonging, you know, what does it get you? And I think that's really the more important question.
Oh, that's funny. You're saying, why do we want to belong?
No, but why is that question even raised in a context such as this place here? And, you know, what might the spirit of inclusion hide? What might be some of the violence that surrounds inclusion?
How's that? I mean, maybe the idea of belonging also does involve excluding some people, and we have to realize that as well.
When you draw a line to bring people in, you draw that line to have some people on the other side of it too.
Right. And, you know, our concepts of how American, what does it mean to be American? How American are we? And here in Hawaii, we kind of, we ask ourselves even more finely diced questions about belonging.
It's true, and belonging and local, and you can belong in a sense without being local. There's an aspect of localness that can be shared. There's an aspect of localness that, to a matter of degree, I suppose, in some ways.
You know, I really liked going to the Neighbor Islands recently and talking to so many people who are kama'aina here. I don't know how long they've lived in Hawaii. They weren't born here. But they have a sense of caring for the place that that was so important to see. And the point that Professor Yana was making here is that it's important to talk about these nuances of belonging now, because it ends up having political, you know, repercussions and implications, all kinds of daily life kind of applications.
You know, those discussions are interesting, too, on a number of points. Some of the essayists, by the way, in this, Pico Iyer is always a favorite of mine. I know that he had some thoughts on
this. Exactly. Barry Lopez, again, yeah.
But the idea of healing is a part of this as well, in terms of a concept of hearth and in a concept of bringing together that which has been splintered a bit by society where we are now.
I keep coming back to where we are now. Mm. You know, like, it's so great, Bill. You've lived the big news guy life, D.C., New York City, Tokyo. You choose to live in Hawaii. You felt something.
Yes, very much, and feel grateful to have felt that, and feel humbled to have that connection as well.
Well, you know, I know maybe it comes down to hearth, the question of hearth, the idea of where can we live a meaningful life.
It's an interesting point that's there's going to be some further conversation about.
Yeah,
that,
we have a chance to talk about it all, guys. There's going to be it's actually a book launch and party and talk story around Hearth, a global conversation on community, identity, and place. Pualani Kanahele will be there with her, talking about her relationship with a live volcano. Gretel Ehrlich will be there, Frank Stewart also. And it's coming up Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, at Vaivai Collective.
Oh, that's a great space for conversation.
For talking about things like this.
Yes, absolutely. Excellent. The book is Hearth, a Global Conversation on Community, Identity, and Place. And, of course, the reporter is Noe Tanigawa. You can find her work at hawaiipublicradio.org.